not challenge each other here.
We want a fight for the world. Ready to draw. Let's go.
He plays the game, baby. Let's get him.
Oh, fuck, take it out.
60 minutes.
Go, man.
60 plus minutes. Oh.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you on this Wednesday here at the NovaCare Complex. All of the Eagles are present and accounted for. They get on the practice field today indoors as it is pouring rain in Philadelphia. Sunday, it'll be different in Miami. Warm, dry, grass field. The Miami Dolphins waiting. They have been hot, winners of four of their last five games. We'll find out from Andy Reid at 11:45. The health status, quarterback Michael Vick expects to play. He should be on the practice field. And also, Jeremy Maclin, who did not practice on Monday, will he return to practice today? So Andy Reid meets the media at 11:45. Eagles road record this season, 3 wins and 3 losses. Michael Vick does expect to play. Maclin expected to practice today. We'll find out from Andy Reid about that. And tonight, of course, we've got the biggie, Eagles Nightly at 7 o'clock. We're also waiting word from Cape Town, South Africa. The Eagles are one of the four finalists for the Beyond Sport team, Sports Team of the Year. Your Eagles are in the finals. 28 different sports, 130 countries. It goes beyond sports. It's what you do in the community to impact people. So that announcement to be made very, very shortly. Eagles were finalists last year. And it is a really big deal for this organization to win that award, the Beyond Sport Award, which will be announced Team of the Year very shortly. So we'll have that for you here first on Eagles Live. We invite your phone calls. Merrill Reese will join us shortly. Got a lot to get to on this Wednesday. Let's begin with Carl in D.C. Hey, Carl.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
It's going fine. How are you?
Well, my mood was a bit better if we had come off with a win last Thursday night, but I'm the eternal optimist.
Yes, you are. You have a prediction for the game?
I tell you what, watching Miami play last week, this is going to be a barn burner. And if we don't get our defense straightened out, we're in deep kimchi.
What is going on with the defense, Carl, as you see it?
Dave, I tell you what, I'm at a loss. I don't see a lot of confidence. I see a lot of confusion. I just don't see the players trusting each other. And it's the old adage, when you're trying not to lose, you lose. I see more of, okay, I'm supposed to be there, but they're a half step late instead of following your instincts and just doing it.
Right.
So I don't know if it's the new system. I don't know if it's just a mix of new players, but all the teams went through no OTAs and, you know, but the Eagles are still having trouble. My question is, you know, everybody is yelling for, okay, get rid of Castillo, get rid of Reed. But, you know, if you bring in an entirely new coaching staff, we're going to go back through 2 years of everybody getting to learn the new system.
Yeah, so, listen, that's down the line. I'm really, really interested in this game. I want to see the Eagles, who really come off a bye weekend, find out how ready to go they are against the Miami Dolphins. If it's another poor performance,
is we've seen how well this defense can play.
A couple of times,
seen at least a glimpse of it with the Dallas game, the Giants game.
And at times the Redskins game. It's like the NFC East. The Eagles wake up and play football. The rest of the games, they've been very inconsistent.
Yeah, and you know, so you've seen it that when they're up on their toes and when they're reacting, not thinking.
When they're challenging offenses, they play so much better. I was shocked on Thursday night how the lack of challenge against the Seattle Seahawks. This Eagles defense needs to challenge, get up, play football, and challenge quarterbacks. You've got to challenge Matt Moore to throw the football into tight windows.
Thursday I saw tentative.
Yeah.
When I was playing tennis competitively, they were playing safe, playing not to lose.
Yes.
And afraid of making mistakes instead of just following their instincts.
Yes, agreed.
You know, anything can happen in these next four games. I am optimistic. You know, let's start with one win and then go from there.
I'm with you. Give me a prediction on Sunday.
I'm thinking it's going to be a hard-fought game, 21-17 Birds.
Carl, thanks very much.
Have a great Eagles Day.
You too, man. Carl's such an optimist. I love the guy. But even he, I'm really not sure what's going on with his football team at this point. I think we are all kind of puzzled, hopeful that things turn around here on Sunday against Miami and then the three games after that. But it has been a bizarre, did this season ever start kind of feeling for me. That's kind of the way I look at it. Did this season ever start? When are the real Eagles? Maybe this is the real Eagles. I mean, certainly at 4-8, that's what you have. You are what you are. Javon in New York. Hey, Javon.
Hey, how's it? Well, hi, Dave.
Good. I'm good. How are you, Javon?
I'm good. You know, I like what you're doing. Actually, there's the best thing going on all season for all Philly fans to get the time to vent out. But with all due respect, yeah. I got a question which you said about giving LeSean McCoy the touches.
Yes, please.
I saw the little graphic you put up yesterday comparing them to all the other starters. And, yeah, in the season purposes, you could say that he's lining up with the rest of them, but those numbers doesn't show the real story. I mean, if you look at Jacksonville, they got they're last in yards overall. So how many first downs are they getting? They're not getting that much. If they were to get more yards and more first downs, the numbers of attempts would be higher. Arian Foster, he was injured for a couple games, and he's also playing Carrick with Ben Tate. I mean, what I'm saying is that the attempts for other players would be a lot higher with different circumstances. In the San Francisco game, second half, he got 9 touches.
Maybe LeSean's touches would be a lot higher if the Eagles didn't lead the league in turnovers. So if you want to compare mitigating circumstances,
no.
Let's go ahead. I mean, I can only go by I think when you're watching this, you're saying he's not getting the football enough. And listen, we all feel that way. I'd like to see him get the ball more in the red zone because he's such a good player. But when you look at it relative to the rest of the league, his numbers are right there with the rest of the league. I mean, I don't know how else to compare it. The days of the 25 carry a game back, that doesn't exist anymore.
No, that's true. But if you look at that, it was going to lead up to this. If you look at the San Francisco game, if you look at the Patriots game, we could have, I mean, granted, we had 10 points rush, but then after that, we just kept throwing the ball and not succeeding. Mm-hmm. 49ers, when we were up by 20 points in the second half, we got 9 touches against the Seahawks. The first half, he didn't get hardly any
right,
touches.
I will say in that Niners game, the Eagles couldn't buy a first down.
Yeah,
You got to sustain drives. But look, I think the Eagles, there's just a dysfunction within the offense, primarily in the red zone. And I think if you cut down the turnovers, everybody would be happy with the way this offense looks.
Yes, this is true.
I don't know when you cut your drive short so many times as the Eagles have with 29 turnovers. That's a staggering number of turnovers.
Now, leading up to my second point is going into the Seattle game, I thought that we were going to start running the ball a lot more for the simple fact that how many turnovers LeSean McCoy has all season? None.
None.
How many picks we have? 22. How many turnovers we have? 29. My point is that through the passing game, we've been turning the ball over.
Very, very fair argument, and I agree with you. And in the red zone, as I've said, maybe you don't throw the ball as much. Maybe you find a way to get the ball to LeSean McCoy. Here's the thing. I mean, I think LeSean's getting some pretty fine touches here. I personally don't think it's a huge issue. But I understand where fans are coming from. It's not like you're throwing to the receivers of the past here. You know, no. You still have very, very strong... Is he gone? Yeah. You still have very strong weapons out there. So I do understand why the Eagles throw the football. And to me, when I look at, and look, when teams, the Seahawks came out and they loaded the box, they wanted Vince Young to throw the football. He's not going to beat you the way he's playing. So they teams are coming in and saying, let's stop LeSean McCoy. Let's make the Eagles throw the football. And if you can't execute the passing game, it's just you're not going to have a lot of points scored. That's just the way it is in this league. You can run up and down the field. Maurice Jones-Drew leads the league in rushing for an absolutely awful team, an awful offense. They don't throw the football. They can't throw the football. He gets tons of receptions, tons of rushing attempts. They dump off. That's how they play because Blaine Gabbert is not ready to get the football down the field. Young team. Herb in Philadelphia. Hey, Javon, call back. We want to get your prediction. Herb, what's going on?
Let's see. I'll say 31-13.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, it's been one of the most disappointing seasons I can remember.
I think it's been the most disappointing. How about that?
Yeah, I can't disagree, but I have to remain loyal to my team. I just have
to. Listen, I don't question anybody's loyalty.
Yeah.
Nobody here questions anybody's loyalty.
And
but you're all disappointed. We understand that.
I don't know where the problems are. I'm sure they know, and whether or not they can correct it this year, I don't know.
Well, the problem, listen to me, the problems are everything.
Yeah, I'm saying, you know, how to fix it. How to fix the turnovers, how to fix the defense. I don't know if it's something they can do now.
No.
Whether it's a coaching change of some kind, not necessarily Reed, but or personnel, or, you know, I don't
yes,
know where it
both.
Is.
Both, everything, all the above. Coaching,
yeah,
personnel,
and,
scheme, the whole thing.
I still feel that Andy Reid deserves just out of loyalty another year to, I mean, this is a bit horrendous season, but he's been so good.
Herb, would it be, do you have any hope, remarkable end to the season, 8-8, get to the playoffs, win the Super Bowl? Do you even entertain that daydream?
I guess there's a flicker somewhere.
Do you allow yourself like me to daydream like that?
There's a flicker. There's a flicker of that because it's possible, and I've seen it happen before. But I can't really count on it by far, you know.
Well, no, I don't count on it, but there's
a... No, there's a slick... As long as there's a chance, then there's hope.
Yes.
No matter how slim, it can happen. And the Eagles have to play that way. They have to go, you know, they can't... They have to try whatever they have to do to win every game. And if this thing changes where there's no chance to make the playoffs, then they may have to play different players in a different way. I don't know. But sure, there is a hope in my heart. Sure there is. You have to hope for it as long as there's a chance.
Yep.
And, I mean, I'm still rooting for them. And but boy, has it been disappointing. Ooh, oof.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. And I feel your pain, man.
All right, Dave.
Herb, I pray that 31-13 is the score. I would love to come home with a big win on Sunday. Thanks very much for the phone. I think what the Eagles really need is a pep talk. And Andy Reid has, in fact, PhiladelphiaEagles.com has learned, called in the reserves. Said, look, we need to get this team fired up for the Miami Dolphins. We have exclusive footage of that pep talk on the other side. A lot more to go. And how do you feel about Andy Reid kind of saying, let's turn to alternative sources for the pep talk. Let's take a look.
Damn it! Sorry, guys. I lost my composure out there. I'm an idiot.
Frankie, don't worry about it, all right? We're going to make those points up. I promise you that. And your skin's going to grow back, too. I'm sorry.
Okay, now how many events do we actually have left here?
One. Frank's accident definitely set us back, but if we pass athletics, we're in, so...
Come on, all right, everybody. Well, that's what I'm talking about, guys. We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure! We've come too far! There's too much to lose! We've got to just keep our composure!
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach. Why?
Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life. Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going? Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
Hi.
Hi, Merrill. Did you have a nice weekend off?
I missed football.
Yes.
Although I watched a lot of football.
I didn't watch a lot of football.
I watched everything.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Isn't it amazing how bad the NFC East is?
This would have been a year to really make hay because it's a bunch of teams shooting themselves in the feet.
Yeah. Merrill, listen, this team is struggling. And Andy Reid has, we played this clip prior to you getting in here, so I want to show you. Brought in a guest speaker. Just to kind of motivate guys.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Damn it! Sorry, guys. I lost my composure out there. I'm an idiot.
Frankie, don't worry about it, all right? We're going to make those points up. I promise you that. And your skin's going to grow back, too. I'm sorry.
Okay, now how many events do we actually have left here?
One. Frank's accident definitely set us back, but if we pass athletics, we're in, so...
Come on, all right, everybody. That's what I'm talking about, guys. We've made a great effort so far. Let's just keep it up.
That's right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
Can it work?
No. or can it not work?
Right.
Maybe that's the guy who's been talking lately.
Merrill, what a tough season it's been. What do you look for these last 4 games? The Eagles are still alive. Amazingly enough.
I'm not thinking about that. I honestly, I've already dismissed the possibility of the playoffs. And if going into the Washington game, if we celebrate with the Eagles mathematically alive, I will start getting my rockets ready to take off and get excited about a playoff possibility. But honestly, Dave, at this point, I am looking at each game as just an individual performance.
Okay, how are you looking at this one then? This is the Miami Dolphins team that's played very well.
They have.
I'm just thrilled to see Michael Vick back.
I am too.
Vince Young really struggling out there. The offense not responding.
Well, it's more than just Vince Young. You look at Vince Young, you look at balls that should have been caught.
One ball that should have been caught.
You look at the defense breaking down where they should have. But I still haven't seen anything that quite rivals the missed tackle at the beginning of the game on Marshawn Lynch, where 8 guys surrounded him. Yeah. And my call was, the give goes to Marshawn Lynch, and there's nothing there. And they, all of a sudden, out of the pack, I see number 24 disappear into the end zone. It was unbelievable. I mean, look at this right here. Completely engulfed.
I think every player on the team touched him.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, nobody thought about bringing him down.
Merle, the disappointing part, there's many disappointing parts of the season, but the defense really, the lack of physicality, the lack of just being kind of a snot knocker kind of defense is what's
well, you have a way with words.
Well, thank you. I'm in the business. Mm-hmm. They don't knock anybody's block off. And well, that's not typical.
We have not seen what you refer to as those vicious hits where somebody over the middle. We haven't seen the defense intimidate. And all great defenses intimidate where receivers think about coming over the middle and hear footsteps. And that's something this defense has not provided. There's no doubt about that.
Juan
right.
Castillo has every week said, we're going to do basics, preach basics, fundamentals. Work on our tackling. And then you still see guys throwing their shoulders into running backs, failing to wrap up. Merle,
you know what, Dave? I know that the Eagles' record is 4-8, but we spoke about football over the weekend, and I watched a lot of football over the weekend, mm-hmm. and in every game, that was symptomatic. Throughout the league, the skill, the tackling skills, the hitting skills of bringing people down, I can't tell you how many guys I saw make hits that were more designed to get them on SportsCenter than to bring down the ball carrier. Where they
but
throw
I don't
their...
see that when the Eagles are playing. I mean, I don't see
look,
the opposition.
You know what? You go back, and we love Brian Dawkins, and Brian Dawkins played well for Denver, but you go back to one of the key plays in the NFC Championship game where Tim Hightower yep. was heading for the end zone, and he met Dawk head-on at about the 2-yard line. And Brian Dawkins did not wrap up. He just slammed at him with no grip, with no wrapping up, with no arms, and Hightower merely bounced off and went into the end zone. It's become a symptom of what's happening to fundamentals in the National Football League. They're not as good. And I'm not a guy who says the game isn't as good as it once was, because I think the game is more exciting than it ever was. I think the players are more talented. I think the coaching is more refined. But yet, some of these fundamentals are being totally forgotten.
Merrill, what can the defense accomplish here over the next four weeks?
Well, they can show that they've come together, that there's some cohesiveness, that they are simply not going to allow themselves to be pummeled and ripped apart. That's what they can accomplish.
Scheme-wise, do you think Juan tweaks it, changes it, revamps things here?
Dave, I don't know. I don't know what you can do schematically. On the in the 14th week of the season, the Eagles' 13th game, I don't know that you're going to completely do things differently than what you've done. I think it's enough to just do things properly with making sure that there aren't breakdowns in coverage where, what is it, maybe two or three times a game, Dave, we have seen a receiver, an opposing receiver, with nobody within 10 yards of him. Not within 10 yards, wide open. I mean, we saw it in the New England game where they had a wide open receiver then
several
alone.
Times. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Once where they dropped it.
Yeah.
Where he dropped it. Another time wide open in the end zone.
Yeah.
You can't have that.
So the Dolphins come in. The Dolphins, they run the ball better now with Reggie Bush. They've got
Reggie Bush and Daniel Thomas.
Thomas
number
is their inside runner, right? They're Brandon Marshall, a big strong receiver.
Yes, he is.
Devon Best, a good receiver.
Not bad. And Anthony Fasano, a decent tight end. Yeah.
What's your formula here? If you're Juan,
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to give you strategy because that's really not my job. I'm not what you would call you don't want me plotting the defensive strategy for this team.
No, we
except
don't.
Except that they have to play tightly. They have to be able to cover men. They have to be able to do what they're supposed to do, and they're supposed to be able to wrap up. I mean, look, you just saw something right there with Miami. How many missed? Can you run that back again? Look at the missed tackles right here. Watch this. Okay, let's count them. All right, here.
One.
One, two, okay, someone else. Three. And then
three.
Just at least three missed tackles right there on Reggie Bush. He didn't do anything spectacular. This wasn't old Shady McCoy cut on a dime. He merely wove a little bit into the end zone, but guys just bounced off him.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Now the offense, we hope, gets back Michael Vick, gets back Jeremy Maclin, and they've really struggled here without Maclin and without Vick.
First time that Macklin and Jackson are on the field together in a month.
Yeah, it's been really, as much as it hurts the Eagles offense when Jackson doesn't play, equal with Macklin. Merle, I think Macklin's right there at the top among the receivers.
Oh, league. I do too.
So does Michael come out and does he change anything, Merle? Does he slide? Does he go out of bounds? Does he avoid hits? Has he learned? I mean, the Eagles, the way I look at it, Merle, quarterback to me, if I'm looking big picture here, they've got to have a franchise quarterback on the field for 16 games. And if Michael Vick is your franchise quarterback and he's your guy, he's got to find ways to stay on the field. He can't keep playing this reckless style of quarterback.
But look at the franchise quarterbacks right now who are out for the season, pretty much. I mean, Matt Schaub.
He's not a franchise quarterback.
Matt Schaub is, let me tell you something, in Houston he is. Matt Schaub is the kingpin,
okay,
and he's the key to the Houston Oilers
offense.
It's
worth, but as I wrote this, look, the teams that have won the Super Bowl.
How about Chicago? Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler this year was a very good quarterback.
Roethlisberger, Brady, Peyton Manning, who's out, obviously, Drew Brees.
Brady missed the whole season two years ago.
Eli Manning, yeah, and their team went down the tubes.
You know what, Dave? You can't plan that. You can't say, I want a quarterback who can hang in there for 16 games. Because you can take a quarterback. You can take Roethlisberger. You can take Aaron Rodgers. And either one of them can move the wrong way.
That's different.
And tear his ACL.
But that's different
than
running
game.
Down the field and seeing two safeties come at you. And instead of going down, trying to take on the safeties.
But you know what? That's not when Michael Vick has been hit the most. It's been in the pocket after he releases the ball.
Well, last year against the Redskins, the cartilage out of the pocket. Against the Cardinals this year.
It happened on the second play.
Okay, if you believe that.
You don't believe that?
I saw him get hurt. I also saw him take seven other hits that day and finally went down. So, I mean, it could have been that started it and then others finished. I don't know. But the point is, does Michael Vick have to change things? Or are the Eagles just going to have to count on him missing 3, 4, 5 games a year?
Well, you can't have that every year or you're going to be in trouble. However, I think that what they have to do is, and I've said this before, and I'm not trying to second-guess the offense, but I think you take the pressure off the quarterback more when you don't throw 35 times a game, when you work the running game, when Shady McCoy has between 20 and 25 carries every single game.
And I mean,
that's logical, right?
We've talked about that, too. He's fifth in the league in carries. He's got as many carries as everybody else, with the exception of one or two carries. I personally think that the offense, Merle, if you take away, and you can't, but the turnovers are terrible.
Well, they're minus 13.
Yeah.
Last year at this time, they were plus 9.
Right. The Niners are plus 18, and they've lost 2 games this year.
Sure, and that's the reason.
Well, we plod on, Merle. Do you expect the Eagles to play with some fire and some
I do.
Some
I really
some,
do. I expect a good game on Sunday, and I'm anxious to see it.
Okay.
I'm anxious to see Michael Vick come back, the starting wide receivers. I'm anxious to see if the defense can say we're not as bad as we've looked in the last several weeks and pick it up. I want to see everybody pick it up.
Indeed. Who would have known? Come down the stretch here, 4-8, and you're still alive.
Well, again, I'm not thinking that far, because if I do, then I'm going to be very, very disappointed, and so will you. I think what we should do is just view each game as its own entity, try to enjoy it just from a football standpoint, and if on Christmas Eve day, the Eagles beat the Dallas Cowboys and arrive at week 17 or game 16 with a mathematical chance, then we can all dream and have a little bit of fun. But for now, forget about the playoffs, because it should be out of our vocabulary. As far as making the playoffs, it's not going to happen. But if all of the dominoes start to tumble, and the Eagles went out, well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But for now, let's save those thoughts
and just
for
be
December 24th.
Fair enough. Merle Reese, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave.
Thanks for joining us in the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Yeah. You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Teva Pharmaceuticals is the proud sponsor of Eagles in the Community. For more information on the program, please visit the Community Relations page on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're enjoying a great 2011 season together. Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Eagles in the Community.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Hey Eagles fans, I'm Randall Cunningham and you're watching Eagles Live.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Well, we've got a special announcement and a great piece of news off the field for the Philadelphia Eagles. The Philadelphia Eagles have been named the Sport Team of the Year by Beyond Sport at the Beyond Sport Awards in Cape Town, South Africa. And this is something that is very, very important for the Eagles. They've been finalists here for the second year in a row. They were announced winners just a few moments ago. And listen, we all know about the many, many programs here, Eagles Youth Partnership, which provides eye care, reading support, and mentoring programs to more than 50,000 children a year. The Tackling Breast Cancer Campaign, a pioneering campaign in professional sports, which has raised awareness of an important health issue and raised more than $1.5 million for cancer research and treatment. And Go Green, which has made the Eagles a leader in alternative energy and environmentally responsible business practices. Look, we all want to win the Super Bowl here, but things that you can do off the field have a lifelong impact in people's lives, and that is what the Eagles strive to do. And they have been recognized at the Beyond Sport Awards, which features 130 countries. The Eagles, the Sport Team of the Year. This is tremendous, the 2011 Sport Team of the Year. So congratulations to everybody here, because it takes an entire team to make this happen, and the Eagles, everybody in the organization, everybody in this room, part of that. So thank you, and thank the fans for recognizing it, being part of it, voting, and recognizing the Eagles for what this organization does off the football field. Very successful on the field here in the Jeffrey Lurie era. Obviously, very successful as well. Christina Lurie, co-owner, will address the media a little later on here, coming back from New York. She will join the Andy Reid press conference at 11:45. That's the plan anyway. So good stuff there. Great news. Something the Eagles have really been striving for. I know Sarah Martinez-Helfman is in Cape Town, South Africa now, the executive director of Eagles Youth Partnership. And we are thrilled here with Philadelphia Eagles with this off-the-field recognition. So good stuff there. Let's go to Steve in Alabama. He joins us here on Eagles Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, Dave. That's
no, Steve, you know what? I forgot to put in my earpiece.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yeah, man. On the Miami and the Eagles, man. One thing I'm looking forward to see, I want to see this the offensive line. I mean, a lot of people that haven't been talking about it, but they've been doing a pretty good job. What you think?
Agreed. I think the offensive line is come together really nicely, and I see that as a group that can be here for quite a long time together. I like this Eagles offensive line. They got to deal with Cameron Wake on Sunday. That's not going to be easy, but yeah, I'm thrilled about it.
I was on the chat, and what do you think? Do you think Michael Vick needs to stay more in the pocket? I mean, have they been playing the same? Does Michael Vick have to, because Vince Young, he doesn't run like he used to, so he stayed more in the pocket. Is that why he got more protection? Is that what?
It's not that. I think he just invites. Contact. Even when he's in the pocket, he holds the ball. When he runs, if you want to run, that's fine. Then go down. Get down. Get out of harm's way. Run out of bounds. Don't take on defensive players who are licking their chops at the opportunity of punishing Michael Vick. You know, and I love Michael, but to say that you're not going to slide because you don't slide, then you're gonna take a pounding then. Slide. Learn to slide.
Yeah, be out. And just like you've been saying, you can't have a franchise quarterback that's not out there.
No, that's the thing. It's Michael, by not being on the field, he is costing the team.
Yep.
He can't take hits like that. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. He has to get down. I mean, he's fast as QB in the league, but, I mean, if you take it on these big guys, man, you got to get down. I mean, get as much yardage as you can, but once you feel that pressure, get down because they're hitting him. They're beating him up, man. He's a smaller body, and, you know, he's not going to take it all year. He's been out. How many games has he been out? Like five this year?
Well, he's been out for the three full games, and then he was out for the fourth quarter of the Falcons game, which the Eagles lost a 10-point lead. And then he was out for the third quarter on against the Giants, and the Eagles lost that lead as well. I mean, that's four losses in five games. That if Michael's on the field, maybe the Eagles don't lose those games.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and from what we know, he was hurt on that Arizona game, too. So he basically wasn't playing up to his game there neither.
Yeah, he had a very poor game that day.
So, but let's see, man. That's the key to, and then of course, the defense. You just don't know what you're going to get with the defense, man. But we have the skill set on D. It's just we got to put it together. What do you think about do you think Juan Castillo will finally let Nnamdi stay on
On Brandon Marshall? No. Brandon Marshall?
Marshall, yeah.
No.
No.
If he hasn't done it to this point, he won't do it now, I don't think. Which is a tough matchup.
Is Nnamdi healthy or is he good to go?
He practiced on Monday, so he should be good, yeah.
Okay.
He should be good. But no, I think the Eagles will play Asante Samuel at left cornerback and Nnamdi Asomugha at right cornerback.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I would love to.
I was talking to my friend the other day, and he was like, he would still like to make the playoffs, and I was like, I don't know, because I hate to go to the playoffs again and be a first round out. It just sucks.
Yeah. I'd like to go.
If you're not going
to
make the playoffs, let's try to get a good draft pick.
I'd love to go to the playoffs. I don't care if it's.
Yeah, you're right.
I just want to get there. You know?
You're right, man. You never know what's going to happen then, but let me give up my prediction, man.
Okay.
I think we're going to win this game, depending on if the defense plays good. I say we're going to cap Reggie Bush and hold him 17-28.
Steve, thank you very much.
All right.
All right, man. 215-339-6709. Andy Reid coming up at 11:45. He'll be joined, I think, at least that's the plan, by Christina Lurie, Eagles co-owner, who will be there to talk about the teams. Eagles have been named the team of the year, sports team of the year, 2011 sports team of the year by the international group Beyond Sports for their remarkable, the way this organization has made such a difference in the community. Everything the Eagles Youth Partnership does, the Tackling Breast Cancer campaign, the Go Green campaign, the way this organization conducts itself as a pillar in the community, making a difference every single day. And that's very important. Paul in Cleveland joins us. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Dave. Great about that award they
they won, the Eagles.
Well, thank you.
Who won that last year?
I know you said Manchester. I think it was Manchester United.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm going to be en route to Miami in a few hours.
Are you going down for the game?
I am, yeah. And it's, you know, I wish they were, you know, had a winning record, but I am a Trojan. It'll be nice to see Reggie Bush play, frankly.
He's having a nice season there.
Yeah, they're playing better. They're playing better. You know, I called you a couple weeks ago or last week saying, like, I was fearing Marshawn Lynch would have a big day. You know, Bush is shifty. You know, some of the angles we take our players on the running backs is, it's not good. You know, you mentioned with Castillo, you know, how he preaches the fundamentals and why isn't it getting better?
I don't know.
Other teams are struggling, but
I don't know. I just don't see the fire with this defense.
Yeah, I mean, that one highlight you showed, I don't know if it was Golden Tate or Obamanu running a crossing route. He's carrying Kirk Coleman for 5 yards. It's
yep.
Unbelievable.
It's very, very difficult to watch, to be honest with you. It's been very difficult to watch.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
We all knew that the defense, listen, that all eyes would be on Juan Castillo in the defense, and when you make a lot of changes, that's one challenge to the roster, but the Eagles have also made a lot of changes to the coaching staff, and some of those moves have worked out, and some of those moves have not worked out. So it's a collaboration. I'm not going to sit here and blame any one entity. I'm going to blame everyone. Personnel, yeah. Coaching, players, it's all included when you're 4-8. And yet, Paul, I'm still really, really trying to be optimistic, hopeful that the Eagles will bring that intensity that's been missing for the most part this year and go out and beat the Miami Dolphins and then maybe get some momentum going.
Yeah, I'll get back on the train with how Merrill said with Washington or whatever. But
yeah, fair enough.
One quick question, and I totally agree about Vic having to get rid of the ball early, and I think the line's doing a pretty good job. But I don't know if you watched the New Orleans game the other night. Collinsworth pointed out that during some of those deep routes that need time to develop, like he was showing how Breeze is, he's going straight back 10 to 12 yards on every one of those long plays. I wonder if that's something that, Vic could benefit from. I mean, he's got the arm where throws aren't a problem. You know, if he's
you mean
he
to see
the ball,
for his vision?
Back.
You think it would help his vision?
Far. I mean,
you think it would help his vision, Paul?
I mean, they're similar. He was saying that, since Breeze is about 6 foot, it's helping him, too, being farther back from the line.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Eagles roll the pocket with Vic. I don't think it's the vision part with Michael. The offensive linemen have to engage defensive linemen, keep their arms down. Michael's got to find the throwing lanes. But tip passes, interceptions, all a huge problem that we did not see last year. This offense, I don't know if teams have figured it out. I just don't know if the Eagles just don't execute. A couple of rookies up front. Is it Michael just taking a step back? Is it? It's so much. There's so much. When we came into the season, and I remember it very well, writing, can't wait for the games to begin because I'm going to watch every. There's so many new things, right? The coaches, the young players, the new veterans, the offensive line, everything. Well, I'm still watching everything, and I'm seeing all these things wrong. And that's really the problem.
Yeah, we should be able to march down the field like New Orleans.
It should be a fast break offense. It should be a speed offense. And it really has just been bogged down. So give me a prediction.
I'll give you a prediction.
Yeah.
Let's go with 27-20 Eagles.
Okay. You got it, Paul. Thank you.
Yeah, keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. You too. All right, here's Christina Lurie, Eagles co-owner, addressing the team's award today, the Sport Team of the Year by Beyond Sport.
Hi. So I'm Christina Weiss Lurie. I think you all know that. And I'm thrilled to be here today to announce that we are the proud winners of the Beyond Sport Award. And that is a very special win. It was just announced in Cape Town, South Africa. Some of us wish we could be there, but we're here instead. Beyond Sport is a global organization that promotes, develops, and supports the use of sport to create positive social change across the world. And for them to vote us best team in the world is worth celebrating. When Jeffrey and I first bought the Eagles, we quickly understood that we had a very important platform with the team. We could be a catalyst in the community, both on the health and education front, whether through Eagles Youth Partnership, Go Green, Tackling Breast Cancer, and more. We saw that we could leverage our brand and our resources for social impact off the field. We also wanted to give back to our community of unbelievably loyal fans. None of this could have been done without the support of a multitude of partners, our fans, the entire Eagles organization, including the players and the coaches, our sponsors, the doctors, the nurses, the teachers, everyone out there. So thank you all. When you have a very frustrating year on the field like we're having, you just have to commit to working even harder to make things right. Community investment is right up there with winning a championship. And so this award is a wonderful recognition of us all wanting to make things change for the better. Thank you. Yeah, I will be happy to talk with any one of you after Andy Reid. Thanks.
Stay there, stay there. All right, so that is Christina Weiss-Lurie, and she will be addressing, she'll be addressing the media separately. Andy Reid will be coming up. But yeah, proud day for the Eagles off the field, being named the 2011 Sport Team of the Year at the Beyond Sport Awards in Cape Town, South Africa. This is a huge, huge award. 130 countries take part. Eagles were finalists last year. And Christina will be in studio probably after the show. We'll do it and put it up on the website. But just, you know, again, all of these programs, Go Green, everything that Eagles Youth Partnership does, the Tackling Breast Cancer campaign, every single day the Eagles making a difference in the community, and it has been recognized by a very prestigious international awards conference in Cape Town, South Africa, and the Eagles have been, you know, really championing this cause for many years, ever since the Lurie's purchased the team, the creation of Eagles Youth Partnership, the innovative Tackling Breast Cancer campaign, the Go Green campaign, which is a model for all businesses, not just sports business. So, as Christina said, difficult day for the Eagles. Obviously on the field, you know, 4-8, nobody's happy about that. But off the field, just a wonderful, wonderful moment for the Eagles to feel a lot of pride. And Eagles fans, we thank you for all of your support. Couldn't make it happen without Eagles fans being there every step of the way on and off the field. So once again, the Eagles, the 2011 Sport Team of the Year, presented by the Beyond Sport Awards in Cape Town, South Africa. Sarah Martinez-Helfman in Cape Town, South Africa, representing the Eagles organization. So there you go for that. Now we're going to, again, shift our focus back here. Andy Reid will be addressing the media in just a moment. If you have a phone call you want to sneak in before that, that's fine. 215-339-6709. We're taking predictions today. We're talking Eagles, Dolphins. We had Merrill Reese in. Been a great show so far. Let's keep it going here. Dave Spadaro with you. And remember, let's take a look at the headlines too, because there's some injury updates here that we're still not completely clear on. Andy Reid press conference scheduled shortly. He will be along to talk about primarily these injuries. Michael Vick, will he play on Sunday? Have there been any setbacks? As of yesterday, Michael Vick felt great. Jeremy Maclin, hopeful to get back on the field today. Dominic Rogers-Cromartie said Monday that he's unlikely to play this week. King Dunlap back on the practice field. Nnamdi Asamoah on the practice field as well. And then again, Eagles named the 2011 Sports Team of the Year. Let's go to Ty in New Jersey. Hi, Ty.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. I'm calling up. You know, I saw a lot of things with our defense that just disappointed me. You know, I think as far as, you know, the placement, my number one concern was Nnamdi. I think we paid him for a reason, and we paid him to shut down receivers. And the fact that he hasn't been consistently on team's number one receivers, I think that's an issue.
Well, I think we've been talking about this all year, Ty, and the Eagles just haven't played that kind of scheme. They haven't been willing to move Asante off the left cornerback spot. I mean, simply put, that's kind of the deal. He's the left cornerback.
Yeah, I understand.
And he's a good player. He's a really good. I mean, you've seen the last couple of games with Nnamdi out. Teams don't even throw it at Asante.
Definitely. He's always been our playmaker. I have no problems with Asante. I had one issue especially during the Cardinals game, and not to downplay Jaquan Jarrett, but he had a couple plays where they actually put him on Larry Fitzgerald, and I thought that was like one of the worst calls we ever called. He gave up one pass maybe for like a 30-something yard catch down to like the 1 yard line.
Well, that was really not on, as far as I understand, that was on a combination coverage, and Asante was supposed to run with him down the field and didn't run with Fitzgerald down the field, and all of a sudden Jaquan Jarrett's the closest defender to him, and John Skelton made a great pass and Fitzgerald made a great catch, and the Eagles were in a really bad spot.
Yeah. I mean, our defense is kind of inconsistent. Like, we show up when it matters, but not really all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's been maddening. It's maddening.
Yes. I mean, for the Dolphins game, I really, really hope.
Okay, Ty, thanks. Andy Reid's up right now. Sorry to cut you off. Andy Reid, injury update.
All right, injuries. So everybody will practice today. Jeremy will practice. Nnamdi, King Dunlap will be back. Rogers, Cromartie will be back. Michael will be back, and go through practice. So we'll go inside today and do a normal Wednesday practice, and look forward to the challenge of playing the Miami Dolphins. They're a good football team, probably the hottest team in football right now, and it's a my guys are going to work their tail off this week and prepare in preparation to play the Dolphins, and again, coaches and players would look forward to the challenge of playing them. Time's yours.
Who are your starting safeties right now? Is it the same as the past few games?
Yeah.
You got Jarrett in and probably played him more on the defense in the last game. Will you continue to do that? Is that to get him onto the defense and play him more snaps?
Well, the two starters are the starters. It just depends on the personnel group that we're trying to work in.
What do you look for as far as signs that a team is still that you're still getting through to guys when things aren't going well and you're facing adversity?
During the week,
practice, meeting.
Yeah, obviously, you look at you always want to make sure people are paying attention and practicing hard. So, that's the approach we're, as coaches and players, we're taking.
Look the following day, Tuesday, after throwing in practice for the first time. How do you feel?
Yeah, I feel good. Felt good. He actually threw the ball around pretty good on Monday. So, felt good Tuesday. Feels good today.
He will definitely start on Sunday.
Well, unless there's a setback. I mean, who knows? We'll just see how he does here the next 2 days. But I can tell you today, he feels good.
Andy, what's your message to the team? You know, standing here 4-8, there is still essentially hope and an outside chance you guys can make the playoffs. What is your message to the team this week?
Well, practice hard, get better at what we do, right? So, and we've identified where the issues are as players and coaches, and let's get better at those things.
Monique will be able to play this week?
We'll see. We'll see how he does today. He went through the walkthrough, and we'll see how he does. The high ankle sprains are a little tricky, so we just got to see how it works out. He went through the workout on Monday, and we'll see how he does today.
More, I mean, he's passed all the concussion stuff, right? Is the knee the only thing
I think he feels pretty good. Yeah, I think his knee feels pretty good. He he's moving around better than what he did last week. So,
was DRC having it before he got hurt? Talking to him, he seems like frustrated at times, and you know, new role. And
that's right. That's the thing. The new role, he was learning. And I think his last few downs were his best downs. He was getting better every week. When you move a player that's been an outside player his whole career, and then you move him inside and ask him to play in that nickel, it's a different dynamic. And but I thought each week he was getting better and more confident. And then I thought in the Arizona game, I thought he did some good things.
Still believe that he has a future as a slot, or ultimately is he an outside guy?
Well, listen, I think he can do both. He's got to continue to get better at the inside position. He's better right now as a Pro Bowl player, as an outside player. So, the main thing is, though, that he continues to work at getting better at that spot, and then not lose anything on the outside.
This has been a difficult season for Nate because of that injury that he had to come back from, and with the lockout, and then, you know, he had to be pulled right before the season started and kind of work his way back in.
Well, I think historically, you look at injuries like he had, that it takes probably a whole year to get yourself back, but you've got to play. You've got to continue to play and work through it, and that's what he's done, and he's had a lot of very good downs for us.
There was a report that for you to come back next year, you would have to fire Juan Castillo. Is this something that the front office has broached to you at this point in the season? And if so, would you fire Juan to come back next year?
No, listen, nobody's approached me on it. My mind is to continue to get better as coaches and players. My mind goes no further than that. That's where I'm at. We're right in the middle of this thing, and we got to continue to get better. That's what we have to do.
Along the same lines with Nate Allen, what's kept Brandon Graham from making more of a contribution this year that he's not healthy?
Well, we worked Brandon in, and then he had a little swelling on the knee, so we backed him off, and then we've gradually started working him back in. And I look at same thing I've told him is I look at him, see how he's getting off on the scout team, and then continue to get in football shape at the same time. So, and then make sure he's getting his treatment to keep the swelling down, which he's done. So I think he's making progress in the right direction. I thought last week the same thing. I thought he was kind of coming around there, and rebounding.
What's your impression of Vince Young, having had three full games to look at him, and seeing the number of turnovers that he's had? It seems like he's a little confused at times, not committed to throws at times. Do you think that he's in the right position now as your number two quarterback? And can you talk about how he's played over the last three games?
Yeah, listen, I've been very proud of Vince and the way he's handled himself and the offense, complex offense. He'd be the first to tell you again that you can't turn the football over. I will tell you that, like I've said before, all of them weren't his responsibility, although he takes it as his responsibility. We've all got to do a better job with those, and it's coaching, it's playing, it's the whole deal. I think he's learning as he goes about the offense. It's an experience in the offense, and he sure had some good downs for us, and then there's a few he'd like to have back.
still your number two guy because you've been deactivating Mike regularly. Vince is still your backup.
Yeah, he's both of them. I mean, they're both. Yes, he is. So.
Did Colt Anderson have a surgery yet? And just talk about how he played these first 12 games and what a loss that is.
Yes, he's a very good player. I mean, I think that's probably an understatement. If you look at a guy that's a Pro Bowl caliber special teams player, you'd say Colt was having that type of year. And then he'll continue to get better here after he has the surgery. He'll continue to get better here and go through the rehab process and get himself back. But he was having a great year, so he's been evaluated and He does have an ACL, and he will have the surgery.
Andy, how tough has this season been for you and the players in your mind?
Well, listen now. That's the obvious to that question is when we come in as players and coaches, we come in to win every football game. And when you don't, you're disappointed. So the reality of it is where we're at now. Now what do we do? Are you going to get better? And so that's what we're shooting for. That's where our energy's at. And it's that's a complex question, but that's the answer to that question. Very simple reasoning to it. But we've got to get better. Identify the problems. Get better at them.
You said you've identified the issues, where the issues are as players and coaches, without revealing too much technical aspect of it. What are the broad issues that you found?
Well, again, the obvious are turnovers and penalties. You surely can't have as many turnovers as we've had and expect to come out of games with a win. The games that we have not turned the ball over against good football teams, we've played very well and won the game. So, and then penalties in crucial situations. Now you add to the turnovers the red zone. So you say turnovers in the red zone. I think around the league you're seeing defenses that have started off slow and as the season goes on, they're gaining experience and getting better. That's throughout the league. The teams that with the offenses that are eliminating the turnovers are the teams that have explosive offenses are the teams that are winning games right now.
Why hasn't that been able to happen here?
Well, there's some reasons. I'm not going to go into those, Les. But there are some reasons, and we're working on getting better at those.
The front office has not commented to us. Have they talked to you about giving you their support?
Yeah, we talk all the time. So I know where you're going. You don't need to go. There's nothing there. So that's we're in it to continue to get better, and that's I think we're all pulling in that direction right now.
Have they expressed their frustrations with how the season has panned out?
Well, I'd answer it the same way I answered the question before. If you ask me about every person in this building, we're here all to win football games. And that's starting at the top with Jeff Lurie. And so that's why we do this. That's why he owns this team, is to win championships. And so we try to win every football game. That's what we all do. We all pull that rope in the same direction and try to win every game. And when you don't, you're disappointed. That's how it works.
Yesterday on your radio show that you guys are young. You said it a couple of times. You're young up the middle on defense. These things take time. But you also in the offseason, I mean, you let Q walk. You let Stu walk. You give some money to guys who aren't seeing a lot of time on the field like Steve Smith and Ronnie Brown. If you could go back, I mean, did you miscalculate how much time you thought it would take for this? Or would you maybe keep one of those two guys or bring in some more veteran help up the middle to be?
Well, listen, that's the name of that's the way the NFL works today. So, I mean, you're going to have changeover. I understand. I understood coming in we were going to be young up the middle. And my primary concern is to make sure that we're continuing to get better as we go along. And so that's what we're working on doing.
Understood you guys are going to be young up the middle and would take time. Would you say that it hasn't come along as quickly as you thought then or developed?
Well, we need to just continue to get better. That's what we need to do. You know, I mean, that's how we have to work.
What's changed for them over the last five games as opposed to the beginning of the season?
Well, they made a quarterback switch. And so he's playing lights out right now, doing a nice job. And then I think they're I've got a lot of respect for Mike Nolan, and who runs their defense, and Mike's done a nice job with the defense. Variety of things that he does there.
All right, that is head coach Andy Reid, and the good news, obviously, is that. Everybody's going to practice today. And that includes Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. That includes Nnamdi Asamoah and obviously Michael Vick and Jeremy Maclin. We'll hear from Michael Vick shortly from the locker room. Cole Anderson will have his knee surgery on Thursday, and he's replaced by Tom Nelson, who plays safety. You saw him on Eagles Nightly last night, which we can play actually today as well. And the Eagles named the 2011 Sport Team of the Year by Beyond Sport, an international summit conference in South Africa. Sarah Martinez-Helfman, the executive director of the Eagles Youth Partnership, is there. Tune in to Eagles Nightly tonight at 7 p.m. We'll have all of that and more for you. Let's take a little break. When we get back, Ken in Baltimore will join us. So, Ken, hang on. We'll take a break right now, and we will come back more with Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Dave Spadaro. We're coming right back. Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why?
Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
Welcome back to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we're pleased to introduce the newest Philadelphia Eagles safety, Tom Nelson. And Tom, when the news broke on Monday that you'd be joining the team, what was it like for you? And just talk about the process of coming here to Philadelphia.
Obviously very excited, grateful for the opportunity that the Eagles gave me. It was a long process, traveling to different cities and doing workouts and that kind of stuff. But, spot opened up here and had a workout yesterday morning. And, they decided to sign me. So, like I said, I'm grateful and, just ready to get to work and ready to, do what I can to help out.
You're one of the guys that kind of took the long road being a rookie free agent, signing with Cincinnati. What did you show the coaches and how did you make your way into Cincinnati where you played 21 games and started three of them during your couple years with the Bengals?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, free agent out of college. I think just one of the big things was versatility. I think I can do a lot, both defensively, corner, safety, nickel, whatever, multiple positions there, and then also on special teams. Obviously, that's a huge deal in this league. And yeah, so I think versatility, and then you know, I think my athleticism is overlooked at times, but I think that was part of it too.
So when the Eagles called you in, were you familiar with the program? What did you know about the team? How was that whole process?
Yeah, I mean, I follow the NFL, so I knew, I've been watching, you know, whatever games were broadcasted nationally, so the Eagles were on every once in a while. They had shown interest from, you know, from the beginning, ever since I was released in Cincinnati, okay. So I kept a close watch on them. But yeah, I mean, I just met all the coaching staff today. You know, a lot of the players I have already introduced themselves. You know, all great people. You know, the first thing I noticed when I walked in here was, you know, just the friendliness of the staff and the people around here. Really, you know, was a nice thing to see, and they welcomed me with open arms, which is, you know, appreciated.
And the guy that's from the website who's like, "Hey, nice to meet you. Can you do an interview?"
Yeah, exactly.
Real quick here. What, from the time you were released in Cincinnati after training camp in the preseason, how many other teams showed interest? And what do you do as a player to keep yourself in the right mindset so that if an opportunity does open up like the one in Philadelphia, that you'll be ready to take advantage of it?
You know, I don't know the exact number. You know, it's mostly through my agent, but you know, I know there was a good deal of interest. So, you know, that's, you know, it's tough to be in that position, but at the same time, when you know there's interest and we know people, you know, are you know, have you in the back of their mind, it's easy to go to work. And you know, I've always prided myself on you know, hard work, and so it wasn't you know, something I wanted to do. So there wasn't a day that went by that, you know, I didn't think twice about getting out there and lifting and running or whatever I had going that day. You know, this was a dream of mine, and, you know, I wanted to make sure it continued. So
now the player you're replacing, Colt Anderson, one of the best special teams players in the league. Talk about your experience on special teams and how you think you're going to be able to help out in that area, because I would imagine that's where the Eagles kind of imagine you fitting in the scheme right away.
Yeah, definitely on special teams. Like I said, I played a number of different positions, so you know, whatever Coach April, you know, wherever he wants to put me, will be cool with me. I'm super excited for practice tomorrow, believe it or not. Yeah, I'm just ready to go run around and fly around, because that's what I do.
Tom, you mentioned your rookie season with the Bengals. You were featured in the Hard Knocks HBO special. What was that experience like? Because it seems like that's how a lot of fans know you, from when the news broke that you signed with the Eagles. A lot of people are like, the guy from Hard Knocks. Okay.
Right. Yeah, Hard Knocks was cool. You know, it was a good experience. Like we were talking about earlier, I'm just glad they portrayed me in a positive way. You know, after about the first two practices, you really don't even know they're there. But yeah, they did a great job, and you know, I think it was a great thing. I think Cincinnati would tell you that. You know, they gained a lot of fans from that experience, and you know, I think they show you know some people on the team that you may not know, and what it's like during training camp. So it was good.
Kind of seeing you and Ocho Cinco portrayed there.
Yeah,
kind of two different spectrum ends of the spectrum there. So Tom, welcome to Philadelphia. Best of luck. I mean, you're going to be thrown right into the action this Sunday against the Dolphins. So fans are certainly looking forward to seeing it. And thank you very much for joining us here inside the studio on Eagles Nightly.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
The Eagle season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Pa, what shall we do with this bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy?
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble. And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here. It's Eagles Live. Let's get back to the telephones. Let's talk to Ken in Baltimore. Ken, thanks for holding on there.
Dave, I got to stay persistent, you know, kind of like my birds. I hope they stay persistent. Stay
I hear you. You
know?
I hear you. It's on your mind today, my man.
My brother.
You know, I'm the tone of the Andy Reid press conference was all, well, end of the season. What are you going to do? Are you going to fire this guy? Are you going to keep that guy? Does the front office support you? Blah, blah, blah. It's a tough time. What can I tell you? It's a very tough time. I'm trying to keep my focus on the Dolphins and understanding that we've got four games left here and let's make the most of it. But I understand where a lot of the media's attention is, and it's all very, very negative.
Yeah. And I like Andy, and he's kind of like me. I told you, I'm a football guy, you know. I let the other distractions go by the wayside. You know, it's another football game to be played. It's four more, actually.
Yeah.
And, you know, hopefully it's more, you know.
Let's hope so. It'll be a bit of a football miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and stranger things have happened. So if you just keep pressing, keep playing, and you never know what happens.
Yeah.
I have a question. How do you think the Eagles will attack the Dolphins this week, Dave?
Well, the Dolphins' run defense is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also got two really good cornerbacks, Smith and Davis.
Right.
You know, but I think the Eagles, they throw the football. I'd love to tell you they're going to turn around and hand it off to Shady and grind it out. Mm-hmm. You know, you generally expect this to be a fairly low-scoring game. I mean, the Dolphins don't have a tremendously explosive offense. I think you spread them out and throw it. I mean, I think if you can control that pass rush, you're going to have opportunities to make plays in the passing game. And you certainly want to get McCoy involved as well.
Yeah. Oh, a couple of my key matchups that I had written down. I have the Eagles versus the Eagles. You know, we've
agreed.
Spent the majority part of the season, you know, making mental errors, turning the ball over, mistakes. You know, if we eliminate that, you know, we're tough to beat. And we've proven that over the season. You know, everybody's practicing, which is a good thing. So I'm expecting to see that. But my second key matchup is Jason Kelce versus their nose tackle, Solia.
Yeah.
He's pretty tough man-to-man blocker. He's strong, you know, so the Eagles got to take care of him. And then I think we're going to attack the Dolphins like we attacked the Cowboys with Celek and Avant, you know, versus their inside linebackers and safeties.
It sounds reasonable, and you definitely want to think about going down the middle of the field on this team.
Yes, exactly. I think the Eagles are going to use 21 personnel or 11 personnel, you know, two tight ends, one running back, one tight end, one running back, and force the inside linebackers of the Dolphins to cover Jason Avant and Brent Celek and Jeremy Maclin and DeSean Jackson on crossing routes. You know, because they're too, like you said, they're too strong and too stout, you know, up the middle for us to run the ball straight at them. You know, use a little misdirection and make them run side to side, you know, and get depth vertically. So, you know, I think that's what's going to attack them.
Well, again, if you give Michael Vick time, now I would expect the Dolphins to come at the Eagles with some blitzes. The Eagles have had a couple of extra days here to prepare for the Dolphins because of that Thursday night game. I want to see Maclin and Jackson get some touches early. So whether if you see their cornerbacks in off coverage, let's run some little hitch routes and get the football to those receivers and make some easy completions. Let's try to make it easy for Michael. I think what's gotten into Michael's head is that idea that he has to do so much of it by himself, and and that gets him into trouble. And he doesn't have to do that with his offense.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's I think that's the difference between him and Vince. Like, I like the way I like the way Vince Young played. You know, in terms of like his mindset. You know, he didn't really press too hard when he was out there. You know, he dumped it down. He threw it out of bounds. Well, no, he didn't throw it out of bounds.
I didn't like the way Vince Young played. I got to be honest with you, Ken. Other than the drive against the Giants, I mean, a lot of turnovers, a lot of missed receivers. And while he didn't, panic in the pocket, very inaccurate and just didn't make good decisions. I mean, the first play of the game offensively last week, and he has an opportunity to throw the football into the 10th row.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree. You know, I don't think Vince Young is that good of a quarterback. I'm just saying his approach to the way he was playing is, just be a part of it, not having to carry the whole team. And I think that's the mentality Michael Vick needs to have. You know, I think this team has gotten into with big plays all the time. Whether it's Michael Vick, you just need to operate the offense. You know, so many times this year we've shown that if you just operate the offense, it works, and we can score points. We can hold the ball and protect our defense that's still trying to find its identity.
Yeah,
and win football games. We've done it. We've seen the Cowboys game convincingly. We've seen the Redskins game when they were hot convincingly. We've seen it. If we can just take care of the ball and operate the offense, not always depend on big plays.
Yeah,
we can win football games. It's possible.
Live to see another day. Don't turn the football over.
Exactly, and I think Michael Vick. He kind of panics and he says, oh. Like his comments to some, I don't know how teams are going to defend me. If they blitz me, they're going to pay. And I think he kind of has that mentality on the field. Oh, if you're going to blitz me, I'm going to stand here, take the hit, but I'm going to try to throw it downfield, to somebody that's really not open. You've seen plenty of times like the Buffalo game when he threw the interception to Nick Barnett right down the middle of the field just because somebody came free on the blitz.
Yep.
It's not necessarily, just take the sack. Yep. We'll get them next time.
Yep.
You don't need to throw the ball all the time.
Yes, sir. And listen, there's another factor here. You want to wear out the Dolphins. It's going to be 80 degrees down there. This team has not played in heat, I guess, for a while, right? Although it's been kind of warm this year. So I don't know, Ken. It's been so perplexing what this team's going to do, what they want to do. My sense is that they're going to do what they do, offensively and defensively. I'm not sure they're going to all of a sudden dramatically change the approach that they've taken all year.
Mm-hmm.
So
you are what you are. You can't change, this in week 12, week 13. You can't change who you are,
Right.
I just expect them to be who they are, but, kind of approach it a little bit differently on the offensive side, which I've already, at the beginning of the season, I knew this offense of this team had to carry the team. We changed everything on defense. We had no mentality, no mindset on defense, really, of what we're going to do yet. The offense has to protect this team, and, they turned the ball over, 29 times?
29 times, 22 interceptions, 7 fumbles.
Would you say, like, eight red zone turnovers?
I believe that's 8 red zone turnovers.
Yeah, that's taking points away. Giving points to the other team. You can't do that. You can't do that. I I'm excited, Dave. I'm trying not to get down with the mood. Just excited. It's another football game, another day to prove yourself. These guys should be like Cullen. You should be privileged to play in the NFL. You should have something to play for, and I'm just expecting my players to come out there and just play and let things fall where they may. Just play your heart out, do your job. Not make mental errors, not turn the ball over. And, who knows? We could win the game, I just think Andy Reid has that kind of, temperament and his mindset about him. And I think this team has to latch on to it. If they're going to protect anybody, if they have anything to play for Andy. He's a great coach. I don't want to lose him. I don't think there's anybody other than Bill Belichick in the league that's better than him. And, we need to play for him. We really need to play for him.
I'm with you, Ken. Hey, give me a prediction.
Oh yeah, forgot. What was the exact?
You just went. I just let you roll there. You were so eloquent in your passion.
Yeah, I am, Dave. I'm trying to stay positive. You know,
yeah.
I'm really young. I'm just. Could you? What was the score of the Cowboys Dolphins game?
1917 or something.
Okay.
Yeah. 1920, I believe.
I think it's going to be 27-16 Eagles.
Let me see what the score of that game was. 27-16, you say?
Yes, 27-16.
I would take anything at this point, you know?
Absolutely. A win is a win. You know, 1 point, 2 points,
it's
half a point if that's possible, you know?
It's just unbelievable. It's been so difficult to feel like the team's moving in the right direction this season. The Dolphins, by the way, lost to the Dallas Cowboys by the score of 20-19. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and Dave, you know, please, we need, I know we talked about this when I talked to you earlier this week, momentum.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
The team needs to get some momentum.
And keep it. That's the thing.
Yes.
Keep the momentum.
Keep the momentum. You know, like you say, don't have those big interrupting plays, the turnovers, the big plays down the field. Just let the game go. If you have momentum, you know, a big play on offense, and you just let it go, don't disturb it, you know, anything can happen. You know, a big play could come. Don't force it. You know, the Eagles have, like, you know, they tried to upstart momentum by a big play down the field, and they end up going the other way. And, you know, we've gotten down on ourselves, like the Buffalo game. You know, we just need to keep momentum and just keep going. Just, like,
Ken,
let the process go.
Ken, thank you. Love you. Get out of here.
All right, Dave. Love you too, man.
All right, take care, man. Thanks for the call.
Have a great Eagles day.
You got it, my friend. You too. 215-339-6709. We take a little break. Let's go into the locker room on the way. On the other side, find out from Vic and Macklin and all the Eagles who are talking. We'll get the updates for you on the other side. We're coming right back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's. Empty backfield as Vic takes the snap. He's looking. He's being chased. He gets out of the way. He runs. He pumps. He fires. Touchdown!
I'm Michael Vick, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
The Eagles season is in full swing. Now it's your turn to get in the game. Become part of the team with an Eagles Extra Points MasterCard. Gain behind-the-scenes access, redeem points for sideline passes, preferred parking for a season, tours at the Eagles practice facility, and the chance to host a flag football game in the practice bubble. Plus, you'll get 10,000 bonus points after your first purchase. That's enough points to redeem for an official Eagles jersey. Get closer to the game. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/extra points to apply for the Eagles Extra Points MasterCard today.
Say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
In sports, community service can't be lip service. Even our TV ads for the team say it. We are in the heart of the city. In our city, Philadelphia is in our heart. People in sports are competitive. Victory is making a difference, and you have to play to win.
buy eye exams and glasses and books, because we need to see in order to read, and we need to read in order to succeed in school and in our lives.
Sometimes we can improve lives directly, like with our children's programs. Sometimes you can use your team's position to raise awareness and build support. That's Tackling Breast Cancer. You know, we saw that response, and we thought with football, we can unite men and women around this cause. So we talked to the other teams, we talked to the commissioner. Well, we help people lead by example. We recycle. We plant trees. We want to see how close we can get to off the grid. Sports can lead that commitment too.
Everyone here is part of someone's hometown team. What a responsibility to win for kids, to beat a disease, to get fans cheering for a good cause. Those are big wins in the game of life.
All right, so there you go. That is the big news today. Off the field news today is that the Eagles named the 2011 Sport Team of the Year by Beyond Sport in South Africa, an international committee. Eagles, listen, finalists for two straight years. And I'll say this, it is a group effort, and that group includes the team, the players, the fans. So everybody should feel good about this. I know it's not the Super Bowl, but it's the Super Bowl off the field. All right, let's go to Philadelphia and talk to Corey. Hi, Corey.
What's going on, Dave?
How are you, sir?
I'm all right, man. I'm starting to get back.
Good.
You know, man.
It's like a weird cycle. You're so depressed after a loss, and then you just find a way to bounce back and look forward to the next game.
Yeah, but for me this year, it's
been too many. Too many depressing.
Yeah, exactly. It's not even bouncing back to the next game now. It's just like,
I know.
All right, let's see what we're doing during the offseason.
I know.
Changes now, and I don't know, man. It's a lot of things going on. A lot of things. Like, even when we lost that game, I watched every second of it. That's the kind of fan I am. So, I
appreciate that.
It's too many things going on, and our defense is the main part of it. It's the main part of it.
It's a big part of it, and turnovers is too. And I can't. You can pick any part you want and blame it,
right.
and everybody shares it. There's a lot of pieces in it.
It is, but I don't know. I just see our veterans like Babin and Trent Cole getting the penalties. They're the ones that's supposed to be our bright spots.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things. One thing is, I want to see Jaycon Jarrett. I think he should get a chance now.
Well, I mean, certainly at some point. I mean, I don't know why he's not playing. I don't know what he's not doing.
Something in practice or something.
Because Nate and Kurt have been struggling.
That's being nice.
Yeah.
And I like Nate Island. Kurt Coleman, I think he's a player that he's around the ball always. It's just a couple things for him.
He just has physical limitations that will be difficult for him to overcome.
Yes, you ain't
Nate,
lying. It's going to be a strange offseason this year. It's going to be a lot of things. We thought we had one last year.
But I'm with you.
The front office, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling them right now.
Tell me why.
I'm not feeling them right now. Okay, so you see everybody else going through the draft. Okay, we go through free agency, which everybody was screaming for it to go through, free agency. I just think the timing is wrong. And the way they look at things, I'm not sure if they're looking at it right. Like, Brian Dawkins right now is still playing like he was playing out here. Still playing. Now, imagine Dawkins leadership and that intensity with those cornerbacks we do have. How much that will close the field up for offense. It's just a lot of things, like little things like that. I mean, I know you can't hit on everything, not at all, but I just think they got to get their mind looking at one page.
There's no doubt about that. What are the Eagles playing for? Who are they playing for? Where's the urgency? Where's the intensity?
I don't see no urgency at all, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
At all, and then it's even in the beginning of the year, I tell you every time I call, when we do negative plays or anything, we still don't, we're not even communicating on the sideline. I need to see everybody in circles, like, or just communicating, like, okay, they doing this, or they, I don't see none of that, and I'm just wondering why, like, why?
There's no, but again, Corey, we've talked about this all year. Leadership in the locker room.
And that is, I can't believe we are even talking about leadership.
Yeah, chemistry.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because all we do is say, oh, we're going for character, guys. We're going for, what's going on?
Yeah, yep.
it's just crazy, man.
Yep.
But I'm a passionate Eagles fan, so.
Appreciate it.
I'm always going to be here regardless. It's just, some things definitely got to change.
Give me a score for Sunday.
This is going to happen. It's going to be a lot of McCoy. It's going to be McCoy versus Bush this weekend. But it's going to be a lot of McCoy. Vic's going to come back wanting to prove he can do what he can do. And a lot of that, DeSean Jackson and Jeremy Maclin just have to get in the game.
Yep.
Those are some two talented cornerbacks over there in Miami. Talented.
Very good.
So, I mean, that's what we got to do. I want to see a lot of Brent Celek, too. I think he was a bright star for us this year. I really do.
So do I.
Him and Avant. His prediction is going to be, we're going to do our thing. You know Vic going to bounce back. It's going to be 28-13.
All right. Corey, hang in there, buddy.
Oh, you already know it, man. Take it easy.
All right, brother. Thanks. All right, let's go. Michael Vick will play. He will wear a vest, apparently. He talked to the media just a moment ago. We go into the Eagles locker room now.
Where are you at today, and what's still tough to do?
Still tough to throw it a little bit, but, feel like I'm getting stronger each and every day. And, just going to keep plugging at it and getting ready to go out and try to play a great football game.
Mike, how do you approach this, you're 4-8 right now. How do you approach the situation where is it just a desperation last final four games here?
You're right, it's a desperation last four games, and we want to finish strong, and we know how important that is. It's unfortunate that we're in the situation that we're in now, but it's nothing we can do about it. And, the best thing we can do right now is just to win the next game. You know, we get a win against Miami, and it's going to be a tough game because they have a very good football team and a very good defense. So, we're going to have to do the things that are going to put us in a position to win the game, but it's very important that we finish strong.
Mike, to avoid the injuries moving forward, do you change up your game at all?
I'm sliding from here on out. I'm getting down. I made my mind up. You know, it's going to be times where I can't get the extra yards, and I got to get down, and, I get too caught up in the game sometimes, but, that leads to you being sidelined and not being accountable for your team on Sundays and not being out there. So I don't want to continue to put this team through that, and I understand, how drastic that can be sometimes.
Why, after all these years, do you think this time you learned your lesson?
I mean, I broke three ribs, and, I'm still sore behind it when I could have been out there on the field for the last three games helping my football team regardless of the situation. I just know it was a situation where I had total control over, and I still do, each and every time I step outside of the pocket. And I just got to start playing smart and being conscious about what I'm doing when I'm in the moment.
How frustrating is it to change and really not play the way you want to play?
No, I'm still going to play the way I want to play. I'm just going to get down. It's not worth taking a hit for an extra 1 or 2 yards unless the first down mark is right there. So guess I still haven't changed. But
wait,
I will.
Does that mean you'll slide?
The best way I can. I slide the best way I can if I got to go, head first or the knee slide.
Have you been practicing slides?
No, but I need to. Something that I haven't mastered over the last 10 years. So, hopefully I get there.
Mike, is it believable to think that a team that has turned the ball over so much this season can all of a sudden just stop essentially over this final,
Yeah, I think so. We control – the turnover battle. Obviously, you want every play to be perfect. You don't want to put the ball on the ground. You don't want to throw the ball to the other team. But I think at the end of the day, when we're playing in the game, we have to be conscious of what we're doing. And turnovers are going to happen. And it's better to have one instead of three or four. So usually that team doesn't win the game. So we just got to be conscious of that.
Were you wearing any extra protective padding on Sunday?
Absolutely. I have my unequal protective gear on this week. Didn't wear it the last time, so I wear it this week.
Mike, when it comes to avoiding hits, does part of that also involve getting rid of the ball quicker or throwing away rather than kind of hold on and make a play at times?
I think it all depends on the situation and what's going on. You can't control when you're going to get hit inside the pocket or outside the pocket. And certainly when you're waiting on guys to come open, you know, it's just all about what's going on at the present time. So, the key is just to get the ball out as fast as you can, if I can, and, just play the game.
Mike, you coming out and saying that you need to get down a little more, is that something that you kind of came to your own on your own accord, or did the coaches or anyone kind of?
I kind of came to that conclusion on my own, and then I'm hearing it from all my teammates week in and week out. So, it's got to be some merit to it. So that's something I'm going to, make a conscious effort to do, getting down and getting out of bounds.
Mike, why does this team have more interceptions than anybody else in the league?
Because we threw the ball to the other team. I mean, we got more interceptions because we threw the ball to the other team. And, I've thrown a lot this season and wish I could have had a couple of those throws back. But, I still think I do a good job in taking pride and taking care of the football, and I continue to do that. Haven't lost confidence, still going to stay confident and keep playing hard.
Two more, guys?
We ain't got two more.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our postgame show presented by Rico.
We wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Vic gives to McCoy. First down and more. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20. McCoy in for the touchdown! A 49-yard touchdown run by Shady McCoy.
Hi, I'm LaShawn McCoy, and you're watching Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
What shall we do with this bounty of ice cream from our Lancaster County Dairy?
Share with the neighbors.
I did, but you keep making more.
We use only the finest wholesome ingredients. It's too good not to share.
Let's take it to the market.
What shall we call our ice cream?
Gobble, gobble.
And that's how Turkey Hill Dairy came to be. Imported from Lancaster County.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here. Eagles Live, the name of our show, 11 to 1 o'clock every day. We're going to end a couple minutes early. We have an interview to do at 1 o'clock today. Tonight, we've got Eagles Nightly at 7 o'clock. Let's get you caught up on the headlines. Everyone practicing today. And Michael Vick, we just heard him encouraging. Maybe you read my column earlier this week. Got to get down. Got to avoid the hits. We've been talking about it for such a long time. He said it in the locker room. He wants to avoid taking shots. That's a good thing. We did hear from Michael Vick. Colt Anderson will have his knee surgery tomorrow. He has been replaced by Tom Nelson on the active roster. Eagles, the 2011 Sport Team of the Year, selected by Beyond Sport in a sports conference in Cape Town, South Africa. So that is just terrific news for all that. Now, Eagles searching for answers here. We've talked about it. We're searching for answers. In the locker room, they feel the very same way. Jason Avant has certainly become one of the spokesmen of this team. In the locker room, he talks about the big picture and preparing for the Miami Dolphins.
Steak.
All right, here we go.
What is the what do you think the message is from all the leaders in this team to the rest of the guys? What is the message? Four games to go here.
Focus and concentrate best you can. Miami's a good team, and let's play our best game, you know, this next game. And that's the way you got to approach it. You don't focus on, you know, four games ahead. You focus on one game at a time. And you try to limit, you know, see a little, see a lot. So you focus on one small spot, you'll get it done.
Do you still feel like there's fight and there's a belief in this room that you guys, there's a miracle that can happen here with four games to go and somehow, some way squeeze in?
I've been around here when a lot of miraculous stuff can happen. So I definitely believe that anything can happen, but it won't happen if we don't focus and take care of our business and just go out and focus on Miami. So I think that the belief is here. It's just that you have to depend on a lot of, you know, other uncertain variables. But all we have to do is focus on Miami.
What do you see from this Dolphins defense? They got a couple of pretty good corners, right?
Yeah, they've been playing well. You know, when defenses are getting turnovers, you know, just they're flying high right now over this five games. The last five games, I mean, I think they're averaging like 10 points or something like that. And their corners are well. Vontae Davis is playing, you know, you can't play any better than he's playing in secondary in this league. So I think that, you know, that there is going to be a challenge, but we just have to go out and work hard in practice, believe in the system and the game plan, and we'll be fine.
One of the areas you guys have struggled is third down. Miami's defense last four games, I think 12% third down completions. You know, how do you kind of work against that?
Every year is different. Every game is different. You know, so we can go, you know, 7 for 10 on third downs one game, then we'd be 3 for 12 in the other game. So we don't really care about their stats, neither our stats. We just got to go out and focus because each game can be turned around at any time. And all it takes is a couple plays.
Mike Vick said that just a moment ago that, you know what, he's kind of feels like he learned his lesson, that he's going to get down when he has to and maybe in a sense play a little differently or just protect his body and himself a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. He going to my sliding technique, my sliding camp. $15 an hour here. It's not much, you know, a little small, but for Mike, I may boost up the price to 100 and teach him how to slide.
Yeah, he's been joking for him forever that he can't slide or whatever, but to have him back, and whether he plays differently or not, once you get out there, it's a different story, but to have him back, how beneficial is it for this team?
He's our best player. It's not, you know, hard. He's just our best player, and to have him back, you know, it's confidence for everyone else. Because we know the things that he can do with the football. And with that being said, you know, I'm just excited to see him out there. And hopefully he doesn't take many hits. And hopefully we can, you know, get a win with him.
Do you buy it that he's going to start sliding?
I hope so. Yeah, but if he's saying it, I hope so. Hope he's sliding. I hope that, you know, certain guys play the game a certain way. And you have to go against your natural instinct to do certain things. But after a while, if you keep practicing, you do it and practice a couple times, you go after practice, learn how to slide, eventually what you do in repetition will carry over into the game.
Did you guys kind of hope that eventually he would want to slide and would want to protect his body a little more?